you know, Invincible celebrates everything that's great about superheroes and also kind of subverts what you expect from superhero stories. And there is a central element of, you know, analogs when you do superhero stories. So you have a character that may feel like a Superman so that you can make your audience expect a Superman-like story and then do something completely different.
Invincible started as a comic from 2003 to 2018. It was written by Robert Kirkman and illustrated by Corey Walker and Ryan Ottley. It's a coming-of-age story for a superhero. And now it's a TV series. Robert Kirkman spoke to my fellow reporter types and myself just before season one. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Robert Kirkman spoke to us about the promise of the series, its violence, and playing in the superhero sandbox. The challenge is keeping the story fresh for new and older fans.
Yeah, I mean, well, when it comes to this animated series that's on Amazon, you know, we're working very hard to adapt the story in a way that is true to the comics, but also to expand certain events, rearrange things, change the order, to keep people guessing. So there will be events from the comic book series that happen way sooner than you expect, way later than you expect. You'll be expecting a certain thing to happen so that we can get to another thing later. And that thing that's coming later just happens. And so there will still be a sense of surprise along the way. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we're trying to stay true to the comics, but that sense of, you know, anything can happen is, I think, essential to Invincible, and we're very much keeping that intact.
More with Robert Kirkman talking Invincible in a moment. What do you like best about playing in the superhero sandbox?
Well, I think as a writer, it's really great to be writing in a world where interesting things can happen at any point, at any time. And what I mean by that is you can have a dialogue sequence where two people are talking and you can have a monster break through the wall in the middle of that conversation, and it is completely believable in that world and totally fits. And so it empowers you as a writer to just do anything and keep things moving at any point. The thing that I strive the most for is to, you know, make my stories you know, as interesting as possible and as exciting as possible. And, you know, when you don't have that superhero element where, you know, a building can blow up and then you kind of have to figure out why later, you know, that's it just really, I think supercharges like every story that you do.
Keeping the characters original and distinctive.
Yeah, I mean, I think I leaned on Corey Walker, you know, to make them as visually different as possible, you know, and having him on board for the show as lead character design was able to kind of keep that present in the animated series. But, you know, I think that, you know, Invincible celebrates everything that's great about superheroes and also kind of subverts what you expect from superhero stories. And there is a central element of, you know, analogs when you do superhero stories. So you have a character that may feel like a Superman so that you can make your audience expect a Superman-like story and then do something completely different. You know, I think that's a really you know, well-worn trope in superhero storytelling that we've been able to play with. But, you know, there's a lot of new elements that we bring into the superhero genre and a lot of different kinds of superheroes that we're able to introduce in Invincible that, you know, aren't really, you know, very similar at all. So we're trying to have a nice mix.
And the casting process?
I will say no one auditioned. You know, we worked very closely with Linda LaMontagne, our casting director. And she was able to just say, you know, I think we can get this person. I think we can get this person. And, you know, these lists that she would bring in were just amazing. And, you know, we'd be like, what is that? Is this really possible? And so, you know, we would have a conversation with people sometimes just to, you know, try to entice them. It was very much, you know, all the actors were more auditioning us than we were auditioning them. you know, I wouldn't presume to have, you know, oh, Sandra Oh, prove to me that you can play Debbie. Like, that's not really going to happen. I had a very long conversation with her trying to convince her that this crazy superhero world was worth her time. And so I think, you know, by approaching things in that way, you know, maybe it was a little bit more enticing for the actors to just, you know, kind of, you know, be invited to join us as opposed to, you know, trying to audition for us. But no, I mean, it was a great process, and I really, can't believe that we ended up with the cast that we ended up with. It's really just, I feel like I'm going to wake up and it was all a dream at some point. Like, it just seems too unbelievable.
The Roundtable with Robert Kirkman for Invincible will continue, so stay tuned. He addresses the realistic violence in this animated series.
Yeah, it's absolutely essential to making Invincible what it is. I think that most superhero stories don't really portray that violence as realistic. It can be exciting and it can be energetic and it can be entertaining, but it's not that level of brutality that exists in real world violence is usually stripped out. By trying to keep it as intact as possible in Invincible, we're trying to show the weight of this world and the drama that comes from two superpowered beings doing whatever they can to try and hurt each other. There's a lot of collateral damage that comes from that, and there's a lot of drama that comes from that collateral damage. Invincible is a world where, when a building collapses in a city, that building is full of people, and all of those people die, and people mourn those people, and, the city is distraught over the fact that this happened, and that's something that we don't shy away from. I think it's something that I think, makes us unique and will help us stand apart from our other counterparts in, film and television. And, it's really something that's important to us to show, we don't celebrate the violence. There is violence that is very present, but, we're really trying to, show the consequences of it in a very real way.
The changes in Amber and any other possible changes.
We changed Amber's race, and I think we also expanded that character greatly. Invincible was a comic book series that was started in 2003, and it was created by two white guys, I was from Kentucky, Corey is from, New Mexico, and, diversity was not something that was, at the forefront of our minds back then. And I think that Invincible, is a very diverse comic that has a wide range of different kind of people represented, but I think that it's something that we recognized we could do better. When it came time to do the animated series now. And so, we solidified Mark's race as Korean and, had these other characters that came in. Shrinking Ray is a character that was changed from male to female because we recognized that we didn't have enough female characters. Debbie's role is significantly expanded. Amber's role is significantly expanded. And I think that our characters are, our story is much richer for it. And it's a more well-rounded experience. And I think that, representation matters, and we're all just trying to do our part to make sure that when you consume a piece of entertainment, you are seeing a representation of the world that exists around us. And sadly, that's something that, wasn't really done in comics for the better part of the last century.
Yeah.
So it's great to be a part of, doing things a little bit differently. And I think Amber's character is a really big part of that, and having Zazie Beetz play her, have her, injecting life into this character and doing all the different things that we did with her has been a really great experience, and we're really happy to have done it.
Invincible is on Prime TV from Amazon. There's even a prequel series, Invincible Adam Eve, released in 2023. You get customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, special episodes, and all this and much more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. There's 1,000 episodes uncut and a special offer for free lifetime access now available for a limited time. Click on the link in the show notes. No anonymous signups are allowed. No anonymous signups are allowed. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Tolato.